This is Matthew E. Henry reading the poem. Watching a production of The Tempest after a colleague asked about my relationship with white women. She said my poetry made her surprised I had ever dated or been married to one. I said my poetry proves I had, then made a joke about reparations. I wonder if she felt more than challenged reading my words. If something stronger than white guilt in her glasses of wine caused the brown contact of wide eyes, the hand which slid towards my wrist. That night a white boy played Caliban. Without dirt or bronzer, only his words framed our focus on the thing of darkness, the beast of blackness, the blackness of the beast. The opposite of what makes Ferdinand, the suitor of perfect form and shape and breed and hue, so fair a house. Robbed of his land, his music, a slave to their language, Caliban is forced to serve from a crag within his own kingdom, is forced to skulk and scrape and sulk across the stage. And yet, cast as the arch defiler, he knows his place. The dark white daughters fear, their fathers must defend against. Later, I'm struck by how much hinges on the choice of manuscript, of accuser, if Miranda remains silent in the scene. We know the master's daughter must be honored. Know how a glance, a smile, a whistle, a word of interest, or even silence is enough to breach a maiden's purity in the eyes of God, her father. How, given the lie, what can she do but speak it into truth? Ask Mabel Crowder, Carolyn Donham, Brianna Harmon, and Alice Siebel. Ask Jeremiah Reeves and Emmett Till, Ronnie Long and Anthony Broadwater, what every house, field, and random nigger knows, what Caliban knows. We saw how quickly they hung him for an impossibly sarcastic reply, a line more anger than admission, but still coiled round his neck. Poor Caliban. How little respect he held for himself, even in his scheming. How quickly he traded one cruelty for another, bore the lash of monster for so little reward. Under cabined house lights I watch her, ringless beside me, steal glances at my midnight scribbling. Wondered what she saw as I crafted the very sort of dark lines she meant.